It's another conversation about all things sex and sexuality. It is Turned On with Sue and John. I'm John Milkey, the Milkman, a broadcaster heard on more than 40 radio stations across North America. My co-host is none other than Sue McGarvey. We met, actually, when I was doing one of the aforementioned radio shows, and you were doing a nationally syndicated show called Sex with Sue.
Imagine that. Sex with Sue.
And here we are all these years later. It's Turned On with Sue and John. Coming up on this episode, we're going to talk about how coffee intensifies orgasms. Make mine a double-double, please. Your dad apparently picked up some black market Viagra.
Yes, and bringing me, I got to read the story from my dad. I've got a letter from my father, who's 83, in Thailand right now, and picking up black market Viagra. It's riveting. You got
to
hear it.
Okay. Three ways to enhance sexual pleasure. How to pleasure your soft penis. Research about faking orgasms. Random sex facts. And we have a special guest interview as well. All that and more coming up with Sue McGarvey and me, John Milkey. It's Turned On with Sue and John. Turned On with Sue and John, Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeartRadio, blasttheradio.com. All right, first up, how coffee intensifies orgasms, Sue.
Yes, there was this doctor that said, drink this and you'll increase your orgasms. And it turns out it was coffee. Well, a little bit of coffee doesn't. It actually constricts, you know, blood vessels and sort of a vasoconstrictor. And so you want increased blood flow to increase your orgasms. But it turns out if you up the amount of coffee, if you're like the jittery coffee person, it actually opens up your blood vessels. So what it's in higher doses, it widens and improves blood flow. So what you want to do is increase your orgasm by 50%, pour yourself 3 shots of espresso before sex. And it was wild, apparently, doing the trick. And they're finding it because of all those high caffeinated sports drinks, right? It's the caffeine. And people are saying, yeah, I want to do the shots because, yeah, I feel like I can keep going. But it's really the caffeine that helps increase orgasms. So if you're trying to increase it and you don't know what else to do, try, you know, really doing, you know, doing shooters. I don't know, but I think those espresso martinis are the way to go. But, you know, you may want to try just straight, you know, straight coffee in a high intensity form, or, you know, in those caffeine drinks and see what happens. I, for one, would like to know if it works on you. So send us a note, sue@sexwithsue.com.
We have a special guest interview coming up for you at the end of this podcast. You do not want to miss it. Give us a little teaser, Sue. What is it about?
Well, it's the CEO of Promiscent. And if you haven't heard about it, it started, you know, 15 years ago as the killer premature ejaculation delay spray. And okay. It, you know, really works and has been growing. And it's now a sexual wellness company. And they have a new product that enhances orgasms and sexual desire that is blowing up. So I've got all the details of how it happened. Guy's a great storyteller, and he is, his name is Jeff, and he's going to join us at the end of the show. It's really riveting if you are wanting to increase your libido, your erections, and especially last longer.
Amazing. Looking forward to that. All right. The most intriguing of the many things you wanted to talk about today is the communication you have with your father. So he's away right now, and he's been picking up some black market Viagra.
Yes, something called Camagra, which is different flavored gels. So he said, you know, he wrote me, he said, "Hi, honey, I was just joking about slinking down back alleys in a fedora looking for Camagra, which is an Indian Viagra, and it comes in a higher dose, and it's great. Turns out it came to me. I was sitting out in an outdoor cafe noshing on Thai grub in Thailand when I'm approached by a guy selling every conceivable sex-related drug. Of course, Viagra. When I mentioned Camagra, he beamed. What flavor? Tough choice. So I bought 2 boxes of strawberries and mixed fruit. He says, I'll be home and you can come over for coffee and pick it up. Because I told him, I said, it's great for clients. I said, it's not regulated. So it's not like me selling Viagra, which is, you know, regulated. This is not. But it really works. And you can use just a little toothpaste, you know, amount on your finger. Anyway, goes on to say, hey, honey, I picked up another dollop of Camagra in pill form this time. Guys at the golf bar are split. Some say the gel is great. One guy mixes his with water, swears it works faster. Other raves about the pill, some cutting it in half. So I don't know what it is. I need you to pop in and try the stuff. Do you have anybody that can try it? And, you know, he says, your buddy Jim, who's also here, says he didn't feel comfortable about bringing it home. But I figured the limited amount and my 83 years should convince them that it's only for personal use.
So that's something then only available in Thailand, I assume?
No, you can order it online. I really like it. As I said, it's more of an over-the-counter. I think Health Canada would say it's probably a gray area, but it really works versus going and get the prescription and the money for Viagra or Cialis. You know, I was talking, this interview that I'm doing at the end of the show talking about premature ejaculation talks about the absolute cocktail of Cialis and Promiscent, right? One gets you hard and one keeps you there. And that kind of, but I like the Comagra because A, it's flavored and it tastes like kids' cough medicine and it's yummy.
Because that's what we need.
I know, right? And it really does help make things a little bigger. And there's, you know, and there's my 83-year-old dad slinking down back alleys in Thailand in his fedora or on the golf course talking to his golf buddies about which kind of sexual enhancement thing you should buy off the streets in Thailand. I thought I'd share that with you.
It's Turned On with Sue and John. TurnedOnPodcast.com is our website. We're on Apple, Google, iHeart has us, Amazon Music has us, the Blast the Radio app has us. Spotify is where most people listen to this show online. And the cool thing about Spotify is you can actually send us your questions and you can actually send voice comments, etc. So if you're comfortable doing that, Spotify, look for Turned On with Sue and John. All right, Sue, next up. From the back alleys of Thailand to how to pleasure your soft penis here at home.
Yep. Pleasure your soft penis. I call it to yum your yuck. And, you know, if you go to any of the swinger conventions, everybody talks about the playroom and, you know, yes, we're doing enhancement. And I told you about my dad and getting the Comagra that helps and that there's no shame in adding a little enhancement in terms of what you need. But there are times if you're stressed that you're not getting it up. And, you know, if you're thinking you're just going to, you know, yank on it more or suck on it more, that you're going to get somebody hard, that doesn't happen. It's not how it works, right? The minute you're stressed, your brain puts out a chemical and until that floods out, you are not getting hard. So what you want to do is play in that space. You want to, if you're, by extending what you do sexually and not focusing on penetrative sex at all, you're going to be surprised at how creative you can be. And there's lots of things you can do with a soft penis that you can't do with the hard one, that you can stretch it and that all men should be able to climax without an erection. A lot of people don't know that.
Really?
That you do not need an erection to climax and that anybody with prostate surgery immediately knows about that.
Wow.
You focus on giving pleasure, focus on receiving pleasure. You want to grind against your partner. You want to get kinky. You want to stretch it without worrying about it. You get to play, not quite turn it into a pretzel, but it's not going to cause the same problems in terms of penis because it's not hard and you're able to do that, right? In terms of anal play, you can use toys. And yes, it literally, if you can think about really creative hand jobs that you can do well soft and stop taking the pressure off, let's shove it in, all kinds of great things can happen. So understand that it's normal. And there are times where lots of people have erection issues and aren't able to get it up and it can still be super fun.
That is the first time I have ever, ever, ever heard of this, that you don't need to be hard in order to ejaculate. Now, I mean, I've been in a situation where, you know, cock cages, for example, have come into play. And so I'm right. Aware that but there's a hardness. There's, you know, it's trying to get erect.
No, you don't. If you can stimulate the prostate, you can easily ejaculate. It's how they get guys in wheelchairs to have babies, stimulate the prostate. Wow. But you do not. No, anybody who is, you know, there's lots of people who've had really very radical prostate surgery and I'll never be hard again without, you know, pump or an implant and easily can still climax. It's not, you don't need an erection to do that. And if you can play in that space, especially if somebody's had, you know, has been ill or there's a challenge or they're stressed, and the minute you can say, this is about pleasure, let's just have fun. And we're not going to worry about getting hard for anything. As soon as you can do that, it takes all the pressure off.
Find me another podcast where you're going to learn that. That podcast does not exist. That podcast is this podcast. It's Turned On with Sue and John, our home base, of course, our website, turnedonpodcast.com. She's Sue McGarvey. I'm John Milky the Milkman. This is Turned On with Sue and John, revolutionizing the internet when it comes to conversations about sex and sexuality. All right, Sue, I know you love your research, and you have found some that talks about faking orgasms.
I have. So researchers from Lund University in Sweden says they can determine how to tell if a person is faking an orgasm based on recordings of 22,000 people, sexual encounters submitted by couples, you know, actual orgasms. So they basically said, if you do that scene from Harry Met Sally, that's the Oh, Meg Ryan just loses it. It turns out for both men and women, vocalization becoming louder and more high-pitched and voiced are fake.
What?
As total excitement peaks. It says mild moans from when they're actually having orgasms. Mild moans from women begin slightly earlier during sex, the research noticed, while men sighed and grunted until the arousal level became very high, typically peaking about 15 seconds before climax. You sound more like, than doing it, as opposed to the big vocalizations. That's fake. Now, what you can't fake is something called the sex flush, which for some people are really, you know, I once saw a couple at Hedo, and she was a redhead, very fair skin. And I watched as she got closer and the sex flush right across her breast. I was like, I had to stop afterwards and went, holy smokes. I've never actually seen that in living color. That was so cool.
Like a rash almost, like shingles,
like
kind almost of thing.
Like, just basically think of it as blushing across the chest.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. It was riveting. And you can't, you know, and yes, it was like, that was an orgasm. The other one is the color of the vulva, but you're not getting in there right before. But the researchers apparently were right before that, looking at the color. Because for women, it actually increases and almost, you know, that purple engorged, again, is blood flow. So you can do that. It's blood flowing against nerve endings. There are certainly some other signs that somebody's had a real orgasm, that involuntary contraction. If you can feel that involuntary contraction, you can't, like that, you can't, you can contract, but you can't stop the contractions after. It's basically smooth muscle, like your heart or, you know, blinking and eyes dilating, rather than your striated muscle, which is moving things. So those are the things that prove you've actually had an orgasm. The really big vocalization, although lots of people like it when people, you know, make lots of noise. So they could be getting quieter towards it. But if you're consistently just a singer during orgasm, you're probably faking it.
But I'm not, though. And I'm very vocal at the height of my orgasm. Like, I hit high-pitched notes that a guy with a voice this deep should not be able to hit. This is blowing my mind.
Isn't that interesting? Well, that's what they're saying in Sweden. So maybe we are, you know, we are different. And again, I always think if you are faking an orgasm, you're slamming the door on your own pleasure because they don't know what you really like. And you're obviously doing it because you're worried your partner, you know, has an ego issue. So you want to understand it's about pleasure. And certainly in my interview at the end of the show talks a lot about if you can pay that forward and be great and be generous in bed, then the women definitely want to make sure that that's reciprocated. Yes. But you really understand that, you know, faking an orgasm, you need to talk to your partner and see what really turns them on.
Teacher, I have a question.
Okay.
I think we all understand how a woman can fake an orgasm because typically, unless she's squirting, you're not seeing ejaculate, right? So
right.
You've got to take her at face value. How does a guy fake an orgasm? Because an orgasm for a guy is exactly that. There is a very obvious fluid.
It can. For a lot of guys, as they get older, the fluid amount is much less. Much, much, much less. So if you're gooey anyway, you may not know. You're kind of, did he not? You know, did he not? It's a little bit of that. Certainly for older men, there are guys who will, you know, have a lot of fluid. I'm doing a kinky garage sale. So I'm moving. So I'm cleaning out my huge rack of toys, samples, crazy stuff, like bins of things. And I am putting in all the stuff that are still in boxes, if they're toys, or all my floggers and all my stuff. And it's going to the naughty Christmas market. And we're going to have a kinky garage sale in the basement. And all that money's going to the food bank. But I had that. And I found my guns, my lube guns. They have these like guns where you can pull out, fill it with lube and squirt them in. You know, so you're really messy, really gooey. And they're fun if you want to try that. If you really want very slight, I think great sex can be a little messy and gooey. And you want to be slipping and sliding and have goo coming out of every crevice. you're not going to notice, you know, because they call it 10 cc, right? The amount of ejaculate, how much? It's half a teaspoon. You're really not going to notice it amongst all that goo. And so if you want to fake it as a guy, she may not know.
And we will be broadcasting live from that kinky garage sale and that naughty Christmas party coming up in December. We'll tell you more about that coming up on Turned On, the podcast. But if you want to bookmark it now, blasttheradio.com is the home base where Sue and I do most of our naughty live broadcasts. This is Turned On, the podcast, turnedonpodcast.com. Special guest interview coming up at the end of this podcast. We're not there yet. That sounds different when it's a podcast about sex and sexuality, and indeed this is. All right, Sue McGarvey, next up, how to enhance sexual pleasure.
Yes. So there is a 2020 study that highlighted different ways to enhance sexual pleasure. And one of them was increasing the sensuality, heightened awareness. This is this all this mindfulness stuff that people are talking about. But it's the five senses, the touch, taste, smell, hearing, intensifying sexual satisfaction. And they talk about the flow, which is not the flow. It's being in the zone of sex and really understanding that it's not just, you know, I would say that 2023-24 is the years of let's do less banging and more orgasms, get rid of the orgasm gap, really understand about how to be sensuous. I was talking about, you know, someone I know who does, you know, both sensuous and erotic massages. And you know, she talked to me about what that is. And one is, you know, happy ending. One is taking the sensuality. And it turns out that after you've had the erotic massage, you really want the sensuous massage. You certainly do want the happy ending, but they loved that she would extend the sensuality of the experience, because most people can get bang, bang, bang. What they can't get are long lingering touches. So improve that sensuality. Number two, let curiosity drive sexual experimentation. I know you're all in. That's a Hail Mary from you, right? Curiosity, sexual experimentation. Yeah, babe. Curiosity, power of imagination has been linked to heightened sexual satisfaction. Researchers suggest that in getting curious about your partner's sexual response, needs, preferences, fantasies, quirks, kinks, and enhance your sexual experiences together. Curiosity leads to greater intimacy. Asking questions, indulging in shared erotic fantasies, understanding that. I was doing this interview later about these products that are coming, and we're going to give out samples, so you better get your questions in, because not only do we have Zoomios, but we have new samples coming from Las Vegas, apparently. On all these, yes, all of the brand new sexual enhancement products, and they are talking, and you know, my partner went immediately, I'm not going to be your experiment. I'm not going to be your scientific, you know, guinea pig. And he's, of course, is, you know, is going, please, please experiment on me. Really, really, I'm not going to be your scientific experiment. And I'm like, yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, that'll
it's
happen.
What you signed up for. You can't,
I know, right?
You cannot be in Sue McGarvey's inner circle, especially that close to Sue McGarvey, and not have a inkling that, yeah, you're kind of a guinea pig here.
Yeah, well, and the last thing is it, you know, a later 2018 study published in Sex and Marital Therapy found that displaying authenticity, vulnerability, and trust, which means I'm going to blindfold you and try this stuff on you whether you like it or not, has the power to transform sexual intimacy. It showed that, you know, if you want to, breaking down mental barriers around sex, sort of getting rid of those internal messages and being vulnerable. We talked about vulnerability being a superpower, especially right. In sex, and taking a deep breath and risking and letting your partner try crazy things. And, you know, Jeff, our interview says, you know, if you're trying to get your partner to try delay cream because they're a little too quick, you can't make it personal. What you have to do is say, let's have a 50 Shades night and I'm going to get, you know, candles and feather dusters and blindfolds and toys and kink and a little bit of this stuff, which will, you know, let us do this in, you know, in delaying. And once they try it, guys are like, oh, I bring that stuff back because it really made a difference. So I thought that was great advice if you're trying to come as you are, be vulnerable, and enhance sexual pleasure in the new, like this is us, in the new year. It's headed into the fall of 2023. We want to be rock stars. And if you're listening to this, it's because you want to be amazing in bed.
Sue, I don't think we've done this the last couple of episodes, but I love when we do this. It's time now for Random Sex Facts with Sue McGarvey.
It's time for Random Sex Facts. Yay! Yes. Yes, Random Sex Facts. Turns out there's this whole thing about what is most Googled. I don't know if you knew this, but what is most Googled is how to masturbate. I thought that was great.
What?
I know, right? People are just going, it's, you know, that they wanted to know how to masturbate. How do you do it? How do most people do it? Is it normal? All of those normal things.
Are they looking for new ways to do it or just masturbate?
I don't know. There's a lot of people asking how much is too much because you got a lot of, you know, 15-year-old boys who are doing it 14 times a day and going, And
the answer I may to that know question, a 54-year-old who, anyway, what?
Yeah. The answer, if it's raw red, if there's too much friction and you're starting to rub yourself raw, probably not a good idea. You know, you need to sort of pull back, have a cold shower and go get some sleep.
Fair enough.
But speaking of sleep, if you do masturbate, you get better sleep, more focus, less colds. I'm just getting over one, and a sharper memory. Apparently masturbation helps your memory. I know, right? So
no wonder you picked me for this podcast, right? It's the brilliance.
I did.
Yeah.
Next random sex fact. How much sex are people having? I know we talked a little bit about this last week, but it's saying that if you actually know the numbers, young adults ages 18 to 29 typically engage about 112 times a year, which is only twice a week, which I'm like, I don't know about you, but I had a lot more sex when I was 18 to 29, like a lot more than that. So, but these are averages. For those aged 30 to 39, it's 86 times annually. Yawn. And then there's the people that are in the far end of the bell curve. The 40 to 49 age group averages 69 times per year. But sadly, they said that there was a CBC study that talked about how kids are feeling not ready to have sex and that they feel that their sex education is lacking. And that a lot of people are fearful about sex in this day and age because there's not been, you know, the kind of information that they, you know, that they want, that they get. But I think those numbers are really low. I think I had a lot more sex when I was those ages.
May I also point out the obvious, the difference between you and me. You've got a survey that reveals 69%. And you said that without giggling. I could not do that. Our special guest interview is on the way. A reminder that this podcast is available on most of the obvious podcast platforms, Amazon Music, iHeart has us, the Blast the Radio app has us, Google, Apple, and Spotify. Most people listen to us on Spotify. Reminder that you can actually interact with us on Spotify or hit us up on our website, turnedonpodcast.com. Sue McGarvey and the Milkman John Milky, we try and release a new episode every single week, but we're not done yet. We are saying goodbye, but we're not saying goodbye because Sue has a very special guest interview.
It was epic. I really, you know, I thought, you know, normally I do an interview and it's 15 minutes. This one went on and we couldn't stop talking. He's brilliant, fun, cool. His name is Jeff Abrahams. He's from Las Vegas and he is the CEO of Promiscent, which is a sexual wellness company, but is taking, you know, the world by storm, growing like 1,000%. And it's this new stuff about premature ejaculation delay cream and now doing how to enhance your libido and sexual functioning. But the products actually work. But it's his stories that are great. So don't go anywhere. Listen up because it's well worth the price of admission.
On Turned On with Sue and John.
My guest is Jeff Abrahams. He is the CEO of Promiscent, and he's talking about why most urologists become urologists because they want to have better sex. Fascinating guy with the number one premature ejaculation cream and now a new sexual medicine company, and I got the backdoor, interesting behind-the-scenes skinny. Have a listen.
I firmly believe that at least 70, 75% of urologists went into urology just to have better sex.
That's a really interesting observation. Oh, I have never thought that before, so thank you.
Oh, my God. Listen to this. So we go to all the major medical shows, including Sexual Medicine Society of North America, the AUA shows, the Ish-Wish, which is the sex therapist show.
Yep.
We'll always have these goodie bags with samples and brochures, and they're walking through the show. There's a ton of competitors, and they will all, or companies in the industry, they always say, here's my card, have stuff sent to my office. I don't want to have to carry around. Okay, great. If the show ends at 6 p.m., between 5:45 and 6, we'll have a ton of urologists who stop by, go, give me one of those samples. Give me one. You know what I mean? And I always lean over to whoever it is with me at the show. If it's Ryan Kellner, who's my marketing manager, or Autumn, who's my, you know, opposite director, I'll go, one person clinical trial about to take place. There would be no other reason why you would run in there after saying, have everything. Give me one sample to use this evening. Okay. Yep. It's insane. That's but funny. The thing that really makes me laugh is, I won't mention his name because I'd have to ask him first, but we were at this show and we were at this little bar having drinks. And he says to me, what is the best cocktail ever? I said, I don't know. A martini. He's like, no. I said, I don't know. A gin and tonic. He goes, no. And I said, well, give me a clue. He goes, Cialis and Promescent.
Yep.
Bottom. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
He goes, one gets you there and one keeps you there. You know what I mean? And I started talking to urologists, and we have 2,200 urologists that we're aware of. That there's obviously a lot more, but that we're aware of that recommend our product. Mm-hmm. And the reason we know that is 20% of people that buy our product online on our site fill out a form that, how'd you find us? And if they say urologist, they name it, we put it on the list. We have 2,200 that we're aware of. Okay.
Yep. Yep. And a whole lot of sex therapists that I know of that do.
So, oh, yeah. The craziest thing is I said, oh, how did you find us? Well, someone told me about it. So I tried it and I know it works. I'm like, I just thought, well, like with medicine, like everything was scientific. No, these doctors, they want to have better sex just like their patients. But the one thing I will tell you is when we really took off and we've grown 2,000 fold in the last, you know, 10 years. The one thing I will tell you that most people aren't aware of, and it's called the arousal gap, the orgasm gap, which I'm sure you're very familiar with.
Very familiar with it. Men and women. Yeah.
There was such a stigma, and we've helped erase that stigma with our interviews and what we do. Everyone used to think, I'm embarrassed, I'm ashamed. If I have to use something, that means I'm deficient. I don't know why. Every guy doesn't have to be the fastest runner. Every guy doesn't have to jump the highest. Every guy doesn't have the highest, but every man is so paranoid about ever saying, wow, I want to use an SSRI, or I want to use a Promescent, or I want to use an ED drug. Every guy has to think that he's the best lover who ever lived. And the weird part is, scientific studies show you that the average woman takes 18 minutes to climax during penetration or thrusting. And without any aid, the average man lasts 5 minutes and 42 seconds. There's a natural gap.
There's a disconnect here.
It's a disconnect. And I tell people, and you know, the one thing, and I used to say that if I had a dollar for every time I heard this, I'd have 100. Then we had to change it to 1,000. I recently had to change it to 10,000. I'll be in a group setting with a bunch of friends or couples, and someone will say, this happened a couple of years ago. We were having a block party. I just moved into this new home that I built. And this couple that lives next to me comes up, and the guy's like, where do you live? I go, 82 Sunglow. Oh, you just built that new home. Yeah. Oh, great. You know, he says, what do you do? I said, well, I'm the CEO for a OTC pharma company. And he's like, oh, what's the name of the product? I go, it's called Promescent. Cause at that point, all we had was a delay spray, you know? Uh-huh. And he goes, oh, really? I never heard of it. I go, we're a small company, but we're growing. He goes, what does it treat? What does it do? I go, it's an FDA compliant treatment for premature ejaculation. You could have heard a pin drop. There was dead silence. And now picture this. I don't know if you can see this, but the guy puffs out his chest. He's like, it's the last thing we need in this relationship. Oh, excuse me. You know, I didn't realize I was next to Johnny Sins here. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so... we start talking, and it was a really nice party. They had a food truck where they were serving like prime rib and chicken, roasted chicken, everything. So he went over to get some food, and the wife comes over. She leans in. She goes, do you have a sample of that? We could use some of that in this relationship.
Right. Absolutely.
I can't tell you how often that happens. My business that I sold, that I retired from initially, my semiconductor engineering business, one of my very good friends happened to be my top lieutenant at the company. So after I retired and he took over, we were, he lived in my neighborhood. We were doing something. We had our dogs at the park one day, and he says, hey, tell me about this crazy company you just took over. So I started explaining it to him. So the following week he calls me, he goes, you know, one of my employees, I was telling him about what you do. He goes, he'd like a sample. I said, okay. So I give him a sample, and a bottle, a big bottle, normally lasts about a month if you're intimate two, 3 times a week. So a month later, he goes, oh my God, another one of my coworkers said he wants to try some of your product. I said, okay, I'll give him another bottle. About a month later, he said, my brother-in-law wants to try some. So I said to him, I said, Steve, quit naming your penis, your coworkers, your brother-in-law. It's obvious that you're using the product and you like it. It's me. Okay. You don't need to go through all the gyrations. I said, I'll give you a case just so you don't have to go through this awkward dance. You know what I mean? And we laughed. And there's just a stigma that guys don't want to say, oh my God, I use this because, but I don't understand it.
Well, I think it's also, Jeff, I also think it's about women. I talk about, you know, women who think, well, if you have to use a boner pill, Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, Comagra, whatever, you must not think I'm hot enough, which, and I'm trying to explain to women, it has absolutely nothing to do with
nothing. You could be a Victoria's Secret supermodel. If a guy has a physiological reason for sexual dysfunction, it doesn't matter. But I guess I'm just a little different having lived through lupus and diabetes and everything. A diabetic is not embarrassed about taking insulin. You know, someone with cancer isn't embarrassed about taking chemo. We all have bodies. It's a physical reaction.
Women at menopause, we need lube. So they need Viagra. No big deal. It's the same stuff.
No big deal. Well, you'll laugh. So the first 7 or 8 years we had this product, and it was our only product line, I'll bet you there was two people ever that during that customer survey said referred by a friend, because you had to identify yourself as a premature ejaculator if you said, hey, I love this product. So once we expanded and we went into all the other products that we have, 20% of our business now, at least 3 or 4 a day, say referred by a friend, because we have lubes, we have condoms, we have female arousal gel, we have vibrators, we have fertility supplements, we have libido boosters. So you don't have to say I'm a premature ejaculator by referring someone to our site. But it's funny now that you mentioned menopause and needing more lube. One of the products that we have is VitaFlux. I'll make sure we send you. Have we sent you samples yet?
Nothing. I have had nothing from you guys, but I'll send a note.
I'll make sure we send you samples. Yeah. So this is the craziest thing. So I go to this show. It's a Sexual Medicine Society in North America. And a very renowned doctor says to me, you look kind of tired. You look kind of run down. I said, we're growing exponentially. And I said, I can't hire fast enough. You know, we're growing 100% a year. He said, oh, I developed this supplement for some of my wealthy oil men. He's down in Texas. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a bottle of it. You should try it. So I go home and I try it. It's called VitaFlux. And it's nitric oxide supplement. Right. So it's L-carnitine, L-citrulline, L-arginine, zinc, and magnesium. I'm like, this is an interesting thing. I've heard of some of these individuals. I've never seen them all together. So I start taking it. And within 3 or 4 days, I feel an energy level. My workouts are going better. So my girlfriend at the time says to me, are you taking some ED supplements or something? I'm like, no, why? She goes, your libido is through the roof. And I start thinking, she goes, we've been intimate like 5 straight days. At the time I was like 61, you know, and trust me, when they tell you that, you know, you don't slow down, you know, you do. You know, your sex drive does, as you get into your 50s and 60s, doesn't mean you're still not sexual, but you don't, the wind blowing and, you know, turning on the TV doesn't give you a hard on every day.
You're not hard in a stiff breeze. I get it. Yeah,
exactly. So I said, you know, I think it's one of those things that just waxes and wanes, you know what I mean? Whatever. I'm not associating it with taking this supplement, you know? Then the following week, I'm like, Jesus, my libido is really high. So I called the doctor and he's like, oh, I didn't tell you, in addition to more energy working out, it absolutely, he said, it's a nitric oxide supplement. So what it does, it increases blood flow. Right. When it increases blood flow, it decreases your blood pressure. You know, it has all these side effects. And so I said, oh my God, I said, that thing is dynamite. He goes, yeah. So a year later, we commercialized it.
Right.
And the product took off, but we were just selling it to men. Mm. So one of my neighbors, I had given it to him because he tries everything that we have on our site. So he calls me, says, you need to find something for my wife. I said, what do you mean? He said, my libido is so much higher that I'm taking this VitaFlux now. I need something for her. So I called the doctor. He said, VitaFlux. I said, what do you mean? He said, Jeff, think about it.
Blood flow.
Same mechanism is blood flow. He said, taking VitaFlux for women increases their libido. It decreases their blood pressure. You know, the whole thing. He said, not only that, He said every vein and artery in our body has an epithelial layer covering it. It's very supple. So the job of that epithelial layer is to allow hormones, vitamins, and minerals to absorb into your bloodstream, but keep the bad stuff out.
Right.
When we reach our late 30s or early 40s, that epithelial layer hardens. It gets even better at keeping the bad stuff out. Unfortunately, it keeps the good stuff out.
Right.
So that's why people don't realize this. Men and women both in their late 30s, early 40s, for every year that goes by, if you do exactly the same thing, you gain 0.5% of body fat and lose 0.5% of lean muscle. This nitric oxide supplement, VitaFlux, softens up the epithelial layer. So for men and women, you get better hormone absorption, you get leaner, you get less body fat, more muscularity. But for women, this is crazy. You lose the ability to moisturize when your hormone levels goes down. We now have hundreds of women taking VitaFlux and they return to being able to moisturize and not have to use as much external lubricant. And just like we talked about before, even though you know that it's a physiological thing, a lot of women get very uncomfortable when they have to use a lot of outside lube because they feel it's a signal to their partner that they're not quite as turned on.
Exactly.
And that now this shows you how we still have these preconceptions and sexual wellness is a hangup. I know all this. I'm very well aware of all this. Academically, intellectually, I'm aware of this. So my girlfriend was 46. This was 2 years ago. And she was going through menopause.
Right.
She started having to use a lot more lube. And in my mind, for a split second, I was thinking, oh, she's really not into it. And I thought, wait a second, dumbass. You know better, okay? Yep. It was the craziest thing. So I explained VitaFlux. I gave her some VitaFlux. It started reversing itself. So it's funny. We have made the transition from a company that sells male delay spray, which was our signature, our hero product, our best-selling product. And now we're a sexual wellness company. So people are much more likely to say to their friends, hey, go to this site, no matter what it is, whether you're looking for lube or female arousal gel or VitaFlux or libido enhancement or delay spray. So it's funny. One of the other things I tell people is men have a different mindset than women when it comes to sex. If a guy finds something that he feels helps him sexually, the first thing he does is go, I don't want any other guys to have this. Every guy has this feeling, I want to be the biggest, brightest rooster in the barnyard.
Absolutely.
I want to impregnate every hen. Mm-hmm. I want to be the guy. No one else has this advantage. Men are competitive. If a woman finds out something that increases her libido or intensifies orgasm,
tell all her girlfriends. Yep.
They are on Pinterest. They are on Facebook. Mm-hmm. They are texting. They are emailing. It's like, so I tell people and they laugh. I said, if I had to do this over again, I would have started with women's products instead of men's.
I had, you know, 500,000 people on TikTok and I would talk about something and the whole place would blow up. Right. Because it's women in libido. It's inorgasmia. It's, you know,
it's
blindness, all of that.
Yeah. So I tell all my employees with men, we have to reach each one individually because no one will tell anyone. With women, we just need to get two or three in every city and then they'll take it from there.
Yeah.
They will be there's I was unaware. Are you familiar with Bunko? It's a card game.
No, I don't know Bunko.
It's instead of women, instead of playing poker, they play Bunko. It's a dice game that they play. You know what I mean? And they have a lot of these PTA moms, you know, whatever.
Right.
So we were fortunate enough that Dr. Laura Berman took us on a couple national talk shows. She's a real proponent of our company. And so I noticed that this one little town in Missouri, we had gotten like 7 orders from in like a week period of time. And I'm like, this was back, we only had delay spray. And I'm like, very few women order it. How do we get 7 women? I said, there must have been something in a woman's blog or something, right? So I said to my customer service rep, email these women individually, you know, and just say, hey, we're curious how you discovered Promessa, because I want to find how all these women in this little town found us. I got a hold of one woman. She said, call me. Here's my number. I'd like to tell you how I discovered it. I said, okay, great. So I call her. She said, one of the women in my bunco game, I'm like, what's a bunco game? She starts explaining it. It's ice game. I go, oh, and it's fairly common now here in the States. And she said one of the women saw Laura Berman on a talk show, tried the product, came, oh, my God, we've revolutionized our marriage. I said, how many women are in the game? She goes, eight. I'm like, seven of them have already ordered it. You know what I mean? It was like the craziest thing.
Well, and if it works, you know, if it works, it works.
If it works, it works. But here's the crazy thing. So I do a lot of podcasts and stuff like that. And if they have interactive podcasts and they have people that call in to ask questions, you're not going to believe it. 50% of the people that call in are females. And this is back even when we only had one product. And if it's a woman, they have the same question. We need this in our relationship. How do I introduce it without hurting my husband, right, my boyfriend's feelings? So what I would say to them is, don't personalize it. Don't say you don't last long enough. Don't say you're not a great lover. What you say is, let's have a 50 Shades of Grey night. I'm going to buy you a feather duster and a blindfold and a riding crop and some Promescent. So what you're doing is saying, we're going to have a fantasy night. You're incorporating all these different products in, and you're not making it like you're deficient. You don't perform well. And there's one thing about men I tell people. So one thing men love, it's control. If you go over a couple's house and you want to watch TV, who's sitting there with the remote? The guy. I always say when I see a couple driving down the street, 90% of the time, the guy is driving the car. If the woman is driving, I think to myself, that guy must have a DUI. You know what I mean? Because he can't, lost his life. Guys love control. If a guy tries this product and all of a sudden it goes from, I hope I can last long enough, to the question is, do I want to give her two or three orgasms before I finish?
Right.
You never have to tell them to use it again. So when I tell women, get them to try it. If they try it, you're never going to have to ask them to use it again.
Yeah, great suggestion. Those are great suggestions in terms of adding the piece to, you know, great things. So I know you've had some challenges with the business. I know you were scammed or it was some Industrial Secrets, as I understand. I remember reading the article.
Yeah, what happened was, and this happens from time to time, you're obviously aware of it when you go into business. This is a huge market, and we had a terrific product, and we were contacted by a behemoth company, $20 billion a year, said, hey, this would be a great product. We want to fit it right in between KY Lubes and Durex condoms. The company's called Reckitt Benckiser. Mm-hmm. They're RB. They're the biggest company no one ever heard of.
Right.
They own Airborne, Airwick, Lysol, Mucinex, Dr. Scholl's, KY. I mean, go on and on. $20 billion a year. And they went through due diligence. And, oh, yeah, we want to buy you. And, you know, they sign an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, so they're able to really access everything. That's the purpose. So you can do it with comfort. Now, they were smart enough not to violate our patent, but they went through all this and then literally tried knocking off a product and running us out of the market using their channel power and their might.
Right.
And this was in 2016. They came fairly close to doing that. Hmm. But I will say that the consumers are smart enough that eventually they were like, well, you have all this money and all this power. You launched this giant multi-million dollar ad campaign, but your product sucks. And yeah. I think their goal was to kill us. And once we were gone, then take our formula.
Right.
But not only did we, but you look at our sales and they were ratcheting up and up, and then they went flat, because when you have a company with that shelf space and that power, they can really and truly dominate that space. But without a viable product, they dominated the space, and then enough people went, this is inferior.
Mm-hmm.
So then we resumed our growth, and here we are with the best product on the market, leading the pack again now. But challenges happen.
You know, sexual health, you know, companies are, you're right, it's exploding. And it's understanding, again, I've been in media since the mid-90s, and getting all kinds of samples of stuff. And I've done a lot of science experiments going, what do I like? What do I don't like? And if it doesn't work, people are, you know, they're completely remiss about saying, as I say, if somebody has an ED problem, it's one of two things. Either I'll get the call at 2 o'clock in the morning going, Sue, I need your next available appointment. Call the Marines. I need it fixed, and I need it fixed today. Or I have somebody dragged in 4 years later by their wife, by their ear, going, we got to do something about this, right? It's become a problem. One of the two. It's usually one of those reactions.
You just hit the nail on the head. I'm very interactive. I'm completely anal about running this company. I have tried every product out there, because to effectively market a product, you have to know who your competition is. You have to know how effective it is, okay? So I'm very familiar with all of our competition. I know what works. I know what doesn't work. One of our biggest hurdles is so many people go, oh, I've tried those lidocaine-based sprays. They don't work. So one of the things that we need to emphasize in everything that we advertise, even though you've been disappointed before, try this product. All lidocaine-based delay sprays are not created equal. So we have a full 60-day money-back guarantee.
Yeah,
it's like, try our product. If you don't like it, you get a full refund. No questions asked. Okay. And people are like, wow, that's pretty ballsy.
Yeah.
And even with our retailers, we've grown. We're in Target nationwide now. We're in Walmart nationwide. Walmart gave us a 1,000 store trial for 2 years and just rolled us out into all 4,000. We have independent pharmacies. I have this guarantee to every retailer. You have an unconditional sell-through. At any point, you can return all product for a full refund. That's unprecedented. No one does it.
You're right. You're right.
And people say, how can you do that? I said, well, number one, I want to stand behind my product, and I believe that our efficacy is very good and it works. Number two, we've never taken a single bottle back. People are like, what? I said, it sells, okay? And it works. And I'm very confident that if we do our job, and it's funny because we've had two other major retailers contact us, because there was a big press release when Walmart just rolled us out nationwide. So we've had two other major retailers call us, says, hey, we want you to come in. We're thinking of carrying your product to a presentation. I said, I'm not doing it for at least a year. And they go, what? How dare you? You know, like, we wanted it. I said, no, you don't understand. We're fully integrated in Target. We're exceeding all their expectations. We got in 1,000 Walmart stores just this month, October.
Mm-hmm.
So we went from 1,000 to 4,000, and our sales are ramping every week. I said, until I know that a year has passed and we're exceeding expectations there, I'm not going to roll out another 4,000, another 4,000. I said, there'd be nothing more catastrophic to go in somewhere and not meet expectations and get taken out.
Or run out of stock.
Run out of stock. So what we're doing right now is we're building this next edition of these 4,000 Walmart stores. And once I know that they are completely up and running and we're exceeding expectations and our inventory levels are such that we can handle it, then next year we'll talk to you and add you. Then the following year we'll add another one. It's not trying to get 80,000 stores all at one time and then finding out we just lost 60 of them because we're not driving enough traffic. You have to do things systematically. You have to literally do the right thing at the right time. And I think that's been one of the basis of our success.
Well, you know, from a business case, you know, story, it's great. But, you know, I know my audience is going to really be interested in A, how it works and how it's going to impact them. And I, you know, I spend a lot of time doing webinars and, you know, podcasts and, you know, talking to people about a lot of people talking about, what does this look like? Why is this happening to me? And, you know, and I tell people, stop blaming yourself, blame your father, your grandfather. It's on the genetic DNA. Yeah, it's not your fault. Don't worry about it. How do you solve the problem? And can you retrain it? And yes, you can do Kegels. And yes, you can do things, but there is no one size fits all. So adding all these pieces, you know what I'm saying? If you're on, I love your story about the perfect cocktail, because you're absolutely right. If you can, you know, if you can do that, and sometimes the ED drugs will give you a little bit of a delay, but then you add the delay cream and all of a sudden you're a rock star.
Oh.
And yeah, and it's this idea that you can be better in bed, and it requires a little bit of technology and a lot more information and some dialogue. And when you know, do that,
what I tell men, and it's mostly men, but I tell men, it's not about you. Put the focus on your partner. I've had people tell me before, oh my God, you're such a considerate lover. You're such a, you know, you're really in tune with me. And in my mind, I'm going, I'm being lauded like I'm Gandhi or Nelson Mandela making the sacrifice. But let me tell you something, men, listen to this, okay? When you give your partner frequent and intense orgasms, you're paying it forward, okay? Because trust me, she's going to go, I want this guy around, okay?
Right.
So what you're doing, even though you're being lauded as unselfish and you're like, oh my God, this guy is like, you know, the second coming or whatever, you're like, wait a second. I know what's going to happen to me when I do this. You are, and if you just want to be an inferior lover and live with that and be in denial and just hope that the subject never gets broached, you're going to be single again. And the woman's going to go, I don't care how funny you are, how successful you are. A woman's going to, it's desires, natural desires that everyone has.
And, you know, and women talk, we write names on bathroom walls. We talk.
So talk. You want, absolutely.
Yeah, if you, I help run an over 40 single group. And it is, if you are good and you are, you know, out in the market, women talk.
They talk. And it's not about, you know, when you think about it, everyone's anatomy is basically the same. Okay. Now, obviously, people have different erogenous zones, but by and large, it's knowledge and using enhancements that are available to you. Why would you not want to do that? We were very fortunate. You know who Johnny Sins is?
Yes.
He's AVN's male porn star of the year 2020, 2021.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You're not going to
believe
him this.
I've interviewed. Yes.
Yes. Oh, he's one of my good friends.
Oh, okay. Nice.
He lives here in Vegas.
Okay.
And I live in Summerlin outside Las Vegas, and he's from Pittsburgh like I am. And somebody said to me one time, I talked to Johnny Sins, and he was saying he loves what you guys are doing. And the fact that you're trying to make this a topic that's much more open. And I'm like, what? He's aware of us, Johnny? Yeah. So we reached out. And we went and had lunch at True Foods down here in downtown Summerlin. It's this really nice health food restaurant. He is one of the nicest, most humble, unassuming human beings you will ever meet. So he's done videos for us. And you don't know how that increases the credibility, and it breaks down those barriers. Here's a guy with a 10-inch penis that is like a god in adult films saying, hey, relax. It's okay. I use Promescent. You know what I mean? And
yeah, we all need it. Yeah. We all need it.
And that normalized it, you know, and I laugh because so many people are like, oh, I don't need this. I don't need this. If you would ask Tiger Woods, or you would ask Rory McIlroy, the most famous golfers in the world, you know, you're averaging 18.9 putts per 18 holes. How would you like to average 18.8, like a sliver? Oh, absolutely. Any edge that I can get. If you talk to the best basketball player, the best hockey player, and you go, your slap shot is 92 miles an hour, how would you like to go 92.5? Everyone who's really proficient wants to be even more. They want that little edge, okay? Yep. Why is it that so many men are like, no, I'm fine. I don't need anything. People that are secure and people that don't have hangups are open to try anything. They're like, hey, if it helps,
I'm in.
If I can go from 99.2% to 99.3, I'm all for it.
Well, if you can do, you know, averages is, you know, as I said, 5 to 7 minutes.
Yes.
Is you know, average intercourse from you know, start to finish. I said, and if you do, most women need, you said, 15 to 18 to 20 minutes in order to climax. Yes. You do the math. If you can increase that beyond, you know, being really proficient with other parts of your body, let's buy in on that. Oh yeah.
I will tell you one thing that was really interesting to me, and I have a term that I use it. I call it the walking on eggshells finish. That there's a lot of men who go, no, I don't need it. And I finish. And then I'll say, let me ask you a question. Do you ever, during your intimacy, even if your partner finishes before you, are you fully aware of the last 2 to 3 minutes? You're like, oh, not yet, not yet. You start thinking about baseball scores, right, or grandmother's naked or dead skunks on a soccer field. Oh, yeah. Doesn't everybody do that? You know, I'm like, no.
No.
And I'll give them a sample of Promescent. And they tell me, oh, my God.
Yeah.
The idea that I now, you know, anxiety should never be a part of intimacy. You know, you should feel unbridled passion. You should feel, you know, just pleasure. When you introduce anxiety, oh, not yet. I hope not yet. No. That is not conducive to good climaxes or good intimacy. So even people, that men that finish before their partner, if you have to use coping mechanisms, if you have to distance yourself, and there have been people that tell me, My partner wasn't present. You could tell. And I thought he wasn't that into it. It was because he was trying so hard.
And it slams the door on his own pleasure. Like it's crazy. So unfortunately, Jeff, tell people where they can find this. And then I want to wrap
up. In the U.S., we're available at Walmart. We're available at Target. We're available in some selective independent pharmacies. We're on Amazon. And of course, our website. But I always tell people, start at our website, www.promescent.com. It's P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T, Promescent. I always tell people, start there because it'll list everything. You punch in your zip code. So it will tell you all of the stores, where they're at, what products they carry, how far away they are. So start there. And that's one of the things I tell people, it's very important. We want you to use the right product for the right reasons. We want you to use it the right way. So you go to our website, almost every other competitor, all they have is buy now, buy button. You go to our website, you'll see blogs, you'll see articles, you'll see videos, you'll see how to use videos. There'll be videos explaining the differences of the product. My goal isn't to sell everyone one product. It's to get people on the right product, using it correctly, so they have a great experience and they come back and they're more likely to tell other people. So go to the website, because I took criticism early on. People go, is that a university website? Are you trying to sell product or educating people? I said, I believe the more education you have, the more roads lead to us. I also want you to use the right product. I want you to use it correctly.
And then you have a repeat buyer. From a business case, it makes sense. And it's helping the world, right? You can sell product. You sold engineering. You can, but if you're making things better for people and you put the big love bubble over the whole continent, peace, love, and understanding, we are a much better community.
There's less frustration. There's less anger in the world when people are sexually satisfied and they're happy their sex life. Yeah. You know, people ask me, because I retired once, so obviously I'm not doing this for financial reasons, because I came out of retirement to do it. I was already pretty well set up. And they asked me, what is your biggest satisfaction? I said, number one, I said, Ron was murdered, my partner, the guy who was my next door neighbor.
Oh, no. And
yeah, it was, it's tragic. It was somebody that had a prostate surgery 23 years prior to this in 2013. And the guy decided he was going to kill the doctor that did his surgery. He went to the VA, the Veterans Administration, because it was a VA surgery. And he said, I want to see my medical records. And they said, well, we don't have them here. They're on microfiche. You old enough to remember what microfiche was?
Yeah.
On microfiche at the VA headquarters. So he went to the VA headquarters and he looked up the name. And, microfiche isn't crystal clear. It's not like, looking on the computer. And he went home and looked up, the doctor's name was similar. And he thought it was Dr. Ron Gilbert, who was my partner. He made an appointment. Ron walked in thinking he was seeing the last patient of the day on January 23rd in 2013. This guy was in the waiting room, had a gun. He walked in to see him and the guy shot him, not realizing it was the wrong guy.
Unbelievable.
So when people ask me, what's the biggest satisfaction? Ron's family, his wife and his two sons, still own 20% of the company. So I'm able to write them dividend checks every year. And I can't tell you how good that makes me feel. And to give him a legacy is something other than a doctor shot by the crazy guy.
Yeah.
But just as importantly, we have hundreds. I'll have Ryan forward you a few of these. We get these customer emails and testimonials, unsolicited. Say, I've been asexual for the last 3-4 years. I was so tired of disappointing myself and others that
they
won't
date. Yep.
I saw your ad and I just thought, well, I want to try it one more time. Oh my God, it actually works. We have married couples that say we slept in separate bedrooms. There was one couple in particular said we've been taking yoga because we haven't had sex in a while and we're starting to have athletic sex and neither one of us are in shape, but your product has revolutionized our relationship. We're taking yoga and stretching. And I'm like, wow, that is so powerful. You know what I mean?
Thank you very much, Jeff Abraham, who is the CEO of Promescent, and he's been joining us today on Turned On with Sue and John.